Welcome to the John Leonetti Show. Please hold while we connect your call.
Okay, I'm on the phone with Emily Jaminet right now. She's talking about her apostolate making the enthronement to the Sacred Heart well known, especially within our homes. Like, subscribe, comment on this video, and send it to anyone, and that's like everyone, that would benefit from this awesome devotion.
If you would like to sponsor one of our calls, email us at thejohnleonettishow@gmail.com. And now, for your listening pleasure, The John Leonetti Show, calling all Catholics. Enjoy.
Emily.
Yes, hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm super excited about our conversation.
Well, it's been a long time since I've talked to you. Last time I talked to you, I had a big microphone in front of my face. Now I just got a phone.
I love it. You know what? God's leading you in a new path, and I'm cheering you on.
I like it. All right. There's so many things to catch up on. First of all, you've been like in the Sacred Heart. Obviously, I want to talk about that for a second. But I mean, are you still moving in projects?
Yep. That's pretty much it. I've been doing a lot of like women's retreats and events, and I just got put on my bishop's pastoral council. So I'm involved locally with ministry work, and then also just writing books and helping on that way.
But you're all fronts. You're all Sacred Heart, right?
Yep.
I mean, this is you.
Yeah. The Sacred Heart, I run a nonprofit. So
tell me about it. I don't know anything about it.
Okay. It's called the Sacred Heart Enthronement Network. It's located here in Columbus, Ohio. And our mission is really to propel the enthronement of the Sacred Heart, which officially approved by the church, given the blessings or the old, what did you get? The word skipping my brain. So in 1914, it became kind of this approved practice of exposing and honoring the image, but taking it the step further, which would be building a covenant of love. So seeking renewal through really opening your heart to Jesus's heart and allowing it to be a springboard for conversion. So that's really been my emphasis and kind of the work I've been doing. And from it, it's promoting First Friday devotion, promoting people to have like a faith experience in the home. So it's a family prayer, but it's not limited to the home. It's also schools, parishes. I'm working with the diocese and workplaces.
That's so cool. Why the Sacred Heart? Why such a passion there?
Well,
no pun intended.
I love that. When Jesus appeared to St. Margaret Mary 350 years ago, he asked that his image be exposed and honored. And he referred to his heart as a refuge, a place of where we go for strength and for renewal and for shelter. And so that really just began this journey of the importance of looking to the heart of Jesus. And I found that religion without love is very cruel. And so I'm very much a believer that everything can be restored and renewed through the authentic love of Jesus Christ. Quick summary, but approved by the church.
I mean, that's obviously the big one, right? At least for me.
Yeah.
In any kind of devotion, you know, walk with the church on that. I don't know any better than that. But I mean, this is, you know, St. Margaret Mary, like you look at her life and these locutions that she received from Jesus, there's just no doubt, right? I mean, the church has obviously put her stamp on it, but you look at it and you're just like, this is what a message for the world right now, especially that God would use in that time.
Well, it's also been a proven way of renewing hearts, homes, and even societies. So one of the things that really struck me is writing these books is realizing all the renewal that happens when Jesus gets to be on the throne of our hearts, or put the order that's reestablished in the homes or even in societies. So I've read about it, and then personally I've witnessed the transformation of leading not only a Christ-centered home, but really allowing his perfect heart to be the source of renewal. So it's really personal and yet much wider than that.
What does it look like in the home? What do you mean by establishing this devotion in the home? How does that work?
Well, I think the first thing you do is you create a place where Jesus's image would be exposed and honored. And this is a tried and true practice of many, many Catholic homes all around the world, of where is that image, and being, as Jesus asked for it, dominant place, his heart is always just that invitation, that stop sign to pray. And it's also a reminder of the kind of behavior as Christians that we should be like, you know, so making sure that we not only receive his love, but we share his love with others. And then it's an invitation to prayer, not only personal prayer, but also prayer with the family. So it's very important. But what I've found is that it's a new beginning for a family. It's a new beginning. And what I've also seen is the forgiveness that comes and the healing that comes when Jesus sits on the throne of your heart in your home.
Forgiveness. There's the key.
You know, the only thing that I added to our books and materials about the enthronement, so the putting Jesus on the throne, allowing this little ceremony, it takes about 20 minutes and at welcomeheart.com. And it's just a script to help parents and family members give their life to Christ in a new way. But the only thing I realized since 1950, when the original script or the original booklet I was working out of, is I realized that if you want to have a new beginning, you need to have forgiveness. Hmm. So, John, as you know, in family life, it's very complicated. I have 7 children. So my husband and I are trying our best. But what you realize is that forgiveness is essential because Jesus loves us and he's always inviting us to, you know, seek forgiveness from him, but then to mirror that forgiveness with others as well.
And it's a command, right? I mean, forgive, Jesus says, I mean, numerous times, but in fact, Dr. Peter Kraft once said, Jesus doesn't command us to feel good about forgiving or to feel love. He commands us to love, to forgive. That's always stuck out to me.
Well, and I think it's important because in the culture that we live in, you know, why is this important now? Because we're not investigating his perfect heart. And thus, we're not even understanding why forgiveness is so important. Because he not only wants to pour out his mercy, which we know through the powerful devotion of divine mercy, but he wants to pour out his forgiveness. And then he wants us to go forth and share that with others. So I just can't say enough about allowing that image to be the springboard of transformation in your family, and then also to strengthen your devotion in the Holy Eucharist and how you approach going to Mass and living a Christ-centered Eucharistic life.
So step one, John has got to go to Divine Treasures, which is our Catholic book and gift store, and I've got to pick up an image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, correct? Step one.
Correct. Correct. Okay. Step one. And you know what, John? I would even send you one out of welcomeheart.com.
Yes.
Because what's so cool is my grandfather, what got me involved is my grandfather was shipping these images to Mother Teresa in Calcutta.
What?
And over in India, yes, in Albania, because she was looking for images of the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart for the school or the sick and the dying in her orphanages. And so that's how I learned from my grandfather's witness of the little thing he was doing to make the world a better place. And then 2 generations later, and even my parents, we all realized it's about Jesus's love. That's how we're going to set the world on fire.
So did Mother Teresa actually receive those?
Yeah, she actually received an apostolate that was very strong in the 1950s in America and 60s. It was called the Men of the Sacred Hearts. So there's just a few left, but they were like little workshops that were dedicated to creating these beautiful images and sending them out. But my grandfather was the one who would send them out to Albania and to India. And I know that because on his 80th birthday, he got a birthday card from Mother Teresa.
No way.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Oh, do you still have it? Do you have it?
I do. Yeah, we have it in the family. I have a copy of it. One of the things, not only her humility that struck me, but it was the reminder, you know, for me, I was in high school. I was really just seeking what the world had to offer. And it made me, what's grandpa doing, right? That he's getting a note from Mother Teresa. He's full of joy. He goes to Mass every day. He prays the rosary every day. And what I saw was spiritual stability in both of my grandparents and all of my relatives. So I call them the greats who lived a life rooted deeply in this devotion. So it's a source of strength. So if John's home has the image of the Sacred Heart, it's like a beacon of light, because what's so important about this image is his heart is exposed outside of the body, and it has all these important elements like the little cross on the top, the crown of thorns to remind us that sin hurts his heart, the pierced sword, the markings of the sword, and he's pointing to his heart as that reminder, that gentle reminder of how much he loves us.
What's crazy is I have so much Catholic art at home. Like, my wife has banned me from, you know, buying any more icons and everything. And I'm like trying to rack my brain right now. I don't know. I know I have an Immaculate Heart, beautiful photo, but I don't have the Sacred Heart. So you're going to hook me up.
I'm going to hook you up, and I'm going to send you the enthronement materials as well.
Yes.
The other thing, John, is this is not a sacrament, right? This is not going to replace anything that happens at church. This is something that can be self-directed. You can have a friend walk through it with you. You could have a deacon or a priest walk through the enthronement. But what matters is that we say, you know, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord, that we welcome into our life. And it's really beautiful to say those words, you know, in your very own home.
It's so fun. And just to be able to hear about your work, you're doing awesome, Emily. I'm really inspired, especially by this conversation. Your grandfather's story, super inspiring. So I hope everyone likes it the way I did. How can we pray for you?
You know what? You can just pray for this work to renew hearts and homes. And one of the things recently, a single mom said in her comment after she put the image up and she gave her life to Christ and really, really recommitted to her Catholic faith, she said, everything's different now because I trust the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So it's just very inspiring.
I love it. We'll pray a memorare for you, your family, and your intentions. All right.
All right. Well, thank you so very much.
You're the best, Emily. God bless. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.